I'm Dan Clough's dad. You're listening to Morning Edition. The state of Illinois launched a new emergency mortgage assistance program for those struggling to make payments due to the pandemic. Sean Crawford has more.
The mortgage assistance provides grants of up to $15,000 for those who qualify. There are income guidelines. Also, the homeowner must have been current on payments through February, and an adult in the household must have experienced a loss of income after that time. No repayment is required. A survey through the U.S. Census finds over 1 in 10 Illinois homeowners have little to no confidence they can make their September mortgage payment. Illinois also extended the sign-up for rental assistance through this week. Funding for the programs comes from federal coronavirus relief money. Applications can be made online through the Illinois Housing Development Authority website. I'm Sean Crawford.
A policy change at the USDA is creating stress for school district employees. At the start of the pandemic, the agency issued waivers that allowed districts to provide free meals to students under 18, even if they don't normally qualify for free lunch. Now, school districts have to track which students are receiving meals from their district, and they must charge for meals if students don't qualify for free lunch. Vic Zimmerman is superintendent of Monticello Schools. He says tracking meals takes up time and resources.
So the logistics are already crazy. And, you know, we were hoping for, you know, the ability to have that waiver. So that would just, you know, reduce one area of logistics that we're going to have to deal with.
Zimmerman is also concerned this change will reduce participation in the school lunch program, especially for students who are learning remotely. USDA says funding from Congress is needed in order to provide free meals to all students under 18. Federal prosecutors expect to file additional charges against a former state representative. Capital News Illinois reports a judge scheduled a hearing in 60 days so Luis Arroyo's defense attorney has time to review information in the case. There was a brief status hearing Monday. The next hearing is scheduled for October. Arroyo, a Chicago Democrat, was charged last year with one felony count of bribery for allegedly attempting to pay an unnamed state senator in exchange for the senator's support for gambling legislation. It would have benefited one of Arroyo's lobbying clients. The senator was wearing a wire at the time for federal investigators. Arroyo pleaded not guilty. I'm Dan Clough-Stad.
I'm Leah Lerner. A fire Sunday night forced residents out of 19 apartments in Carbondale, and authorities say it may have been intentionally set. One person was arrested in connection to the fire at Ivy Apartments on West Mill Street in Carbondale on Sunday night. Firefighters were called just after 9 o'clock to report a fire on the third floor. Crews were able to knock down the fire by around 9:15 and search the building to make sure everyone made it out safe. No one was injured, but fire and arson investigators were called to the scene. One person was arrested in connection to the fire. Illinois was among the states helping renominate President Trump yesterday as the Republican Party nominee. Just like Democrats last week, there was no surprise as the nomination has been sewn up for quite a while, but that roll call at the National Convention must still take place. Tim Schneider, Illinois Republican Party chairman, represented the state.
Home of the first Republican president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, and the birthplace of Ronald Reagan. I proudly cast 67 votes for our president and the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth says she and other Democrats want to get federal COVID-19 relief to state and local governments as soon as possible, but it ultimately hinges on majority Republicans agreeing. Duckworth says Democrats proposed $150 billion in federal assistance for governments struggling with declining tax revenues during the pandemic. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't support that package. Duckworth says she sees some hope. Good morning from WSIU. I'm Leah Lerner.